My name is Karen Burkett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. If you had to guess where most of the television programming for Hispanics is being produced these days, where would you guess? L.A., New York, Texas? Ana Sagasti would tell you Miami. And she's a veteran of the Miami TV industry, though she doesn't work at any of the local stations. Sagasti runs Big Miami. It's a company that helps stations outfit their studios with equipment and technology. She founded it in the early 90s. 20 years ago, Miami was a very different place, especially out west.
The first office that we had, right behind our offices, was a greenery, big field. And when we used to leave the office at the end of the day, we would start hearing cows. Cows mooing. And that's what we used to hear in the morning, in the afternoon, the cows and birds. And we had a whole fauna in the back of our office.
Before the cows, she'd been working in New York. She noticed that her clients from Latin America preferred doing business in Miami. It was a shorter flight and the weather was glorious. Sagasti relocated to South Florida to start her company, believing Miami would eventually become a capital of broadcasting for the Americas. It did.
Why did you know before you came here that this was going to end up one day being a cluster, a hub for Spanish language broadcasts?
Well, undeniably, Miami, by the late 80s, still was a concentration of Cuban. The Cuban community gave it a Spanish flavor. I think it made it more comfortable for other nationalities to move in. There were already Hispanic businesses here. The weather provided a great incentive. There's sun all the time, beautiful homes. So there are many factors, financially, weather-wise, and the language.
Today, the Miami area is home to a number of television broadcasting entities that serve English, Spanish, and Creole-speaking audiences. The large number of them that cater to Hispanic audiences compete for U.S.-born Hispanics as well as international viewers. Offices like HBO Latin America, the Discovery Channel, MTV are here. America Tevez and Hialeah Gardens. The enormously popular Christina show was shot at the Blue Dolphin Studios in Doral. And with the announcement 2 months ago that Univision and ABC would partner to build a new headquarters in Doral, the Miami area can claim status as a television broadcasting cluster. Jose Zamora of Univision says the city of Doral and the state of Florida offered attractive incentives.
We are investing in the community and we are creating jobs. And we won't receive any of the incentives until we fulfill our part of the commitment, which is job creation.
And with the promise to bring 350 jobs to the area, with an average salary of $81,000, local business development leaders are working to make sure those jobs go to local residents. Frank Nero runs the Beacon Council.
So there are many courses that are being offered everywhere from Miami-Dade College right up to the universities to be feeders into this industry. I mean, I think that the demographic of Miami is very interesting. And we like to say wherever the United States is going demographically, Miami is either going to get there first or is already there.
And with Hispanics being the fastest growing demographic group in the country, South Florida is adjusting its economic strategy and educational offerings to win in the modern marketplace. For the Miami Herald Friday Business Report, I'm Karen Burkett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.